Now we can start. We have here this Indian of Khatifa. It occupies such an important time commitment on the part of a wife. It's a ritualistic kind of thing that is more than just personal hygiene. Baruch Hashem, our women don't bathe once a week. They bathe every day. Yet, Khatifa, maybe the rice even, as we'll see in a minute. The Gemara in Bava Kamma and the Pei Beis Amud Aleph Asara Takanos Tikin Ezra. We've been emphasizing the significant role that Rabbanon played in our lives. Ezra has his reputation with the building of the Beis Hamikdash, etc. He was an active Rav, had a Bezdin, and they made Takanos. He's credited with 10 Takanos. One, Mincha B'Shabbos. Two, that we read Monday and Thursday, Sheni B'Chamishi. Right? Three, that Bezdin sat on Monday and Thursday. Four, you do your laundry on Thursday, Takanos Ezra, Mechapsim B'Chamishi. Right? Next, the Ochlin Shum Be'erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, you eat food made with garlic. What's his business? who asked him to creep into my kitchen to tell me what I'm supposed to eat or not?
So the Italians were well off?
But it's tied in with the mitzvahs, the reise, mitzvahs ono. Since Me'erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos is the standard for Talmud Chacham to have relations with his wife, so therefore on Friday night is the time to eat food with garlic, because that supposedly is Marbas Hazera. Next, with Jay Isha Mashkemes for over. Strange takanas, right? What's that business? Leave bread in the house, she'll bake bread when she has time, she'll bake bread. She'll make sure there's bread to put on the table. What do you care whether she does it in the morning or in the afternoon? No, anyone remember? You remember Lenny's Gemara Maruba, very important Gemara. So because poor people start coming in the morning. If you'll have your bread baked in the morning, you'll have what to give to the poor people. That's the job of the leading rabbi of the country. Next, Ushte Isha Chogeras Besino. English translation. She wears slacks under her skirt, despite the fact that Beis Yaakov asked it. But they never heard of Ezra, that's why. They think that the tale began with, what's her name, Sandra Beis Yaakov?
Sorry, Shneer.
Okay. And then comes the one we need from. Ushtei Isha Chofefes V'Tovelis. So it's Takanos Ezra.
that before tefillah she has to make chafifa, whatever that means. Next, sheyu ochlin marzizim bayoros. English translation. You know what? Cosmetics should be available to the women. In the big cities was no problem. But in the little cities, they didn't pay to go there, so they made a takone. Peddlers must go there so that the women will have cosmetics to beautify themselves. Right? And then the Betikin Trila Labalikari. And then they made the takone of Balkeri. And the Balkeri should go to Tfila before he studies Torah. If you learn this Gemara properly, well, do people take the practical rabbinics course? This is the whole practical rabbinics course. It's a, Ezra, he made such troubles for the women, they gotta go to Hafifa, the whole business. Then he goes ahead and makes a takana, they should have cosmetics available. He goes ahead and makes, tells them when they're supposed to bake bread and so on. The invasive takonas of Rabbonon are always balanced to give you a picture. It's not a single takon they make. When you put them all together, they give you what's called a lifestyle. This is a proper lifestyle. Question is, what's Hafifa? Here you have a big machlokas rishonim. The Yerushalmi, it's not easy found, it's Yerushalmi in Perek Dalet, end of Halacha Aleph, right, beginning of Perek Dalet. Hiskin Ezra Shetei Isha Chofefes Visorekes. Not just Chofefes. So that just means what? New people, what's a masrik? Comb my hair. Shama has that as an ikka takana. And you see, and here I believe is the reason for the machlokes rishonim. Whether the whole takana was only on hair. From the Yerushalmi, by throwing in the sorekes, it breaks your attention. Chofepes with sorekes would mean what? Wash your hair and comb your hair. But the rest of the body, that's none of, it was none of his business. Why? The rest of the body, a woman knows. You have to go to mikveh, right? What is the Gemara, back in Baba Kama, in Pei Beis Amud Aleph? Gemara asks, Shtei Ishu Chofeves U'Toveles, right? That's Takona Sezla, Doraisahi. That's a dindoraisa, the sanya. The rochas of Pesoro Bamayim, Shloye, Dover Chosib, and Pesoro Bamayim. It's a possible in Torah. So I need Ezra for such a takona. Right? Amri. So they answered, Doraisa is liyunibay. Dilma Mikto Nim on neighbor Boris. Right? Ruhuti Kane Hafifa. What's my answer? The Raisa is visual inspection. She's required. Don't go with Chazokis. She took a bath this morning. She took a bath yesterday. And she has a cheskas tahara. Mezacheska, such thing, Cheses Likoyon, Cheses clean, cleanliness. There's no such chazak here. Why? Can't even. I wanted to apply the same principle we started with in Mesechas Nida. It's chazak asuy lishtanos. A person is wearing clean forever. He gets clean, he gets dirty, he gets clean again. So it's not a good chazak, a weak chazak, but still it's a chazak. Comes along. The pasuk in Torah says, "I won't accept that chazak." That thing all remains is the uni. If a woman would jump into the water, we'll see how the Mechaba handles it. A woman jumps into the water, she didn't look at herself. We learned before already that you don't need kavana for tefillah. So she didn't. She was playing tennis, and it was a hot day. Right? End of the day, she passed by, there was a convenient lake available. Right? She jumped in and took a quick swim. If you say it's a deraisa chayiv liyunibe, right? That much you have to look. She never examined herself. Then she has to go tefillah. It's not enough. Even though in hilchos tefillah it should be okay, in hilchos chafifa not. She violated the chayiv chafifa. So the Bava concludes liyunibe is a din, right? Actually, we don't even know what chafifa means. What the word means even. So the Ramban in Hilchos Nida, I told you, has published in back of the Balei Nefesh HaRaivad. He has this short Hilchos Nida thing there. He says chafifas hainu b'mayim. Without that, I wouldn't know what chafifas is. I don't know what the word means. If you apply it to the Gemara in Yerushalmi, Chopepes Vesorekes, now I have a something that the Ramban added. That what? I can comb my hair without first washing it. So he said, no, not so, Shitei Sorekes, to make sure there are no knots in the hair. Or say Chopepes Vesorekes, right? And now, so the Ramban interprets chofefes means washing with water. And that's how I learned pshat, right? So now the chiyuv is to be chofefes, to wash with water. Now, question: what to wash with water? According to the Shalom, is washed with water what? That which you are sorekes. What are you sorekes? You're not sorekes your toes, right? You sorekes your hair. So therefore, the whole chiyuv of washing, combing, is focused on the hair. Rambam has the lotion sorekes. We'll have it in the Mechaba too. O mefasfeses biyodeho yofe yofe. What does it mean? She doesn't have a little comb. She should run her fingers through her hair to make sure that the hair is not knotted, there's no braiding, that the hair is loose. That's adequate. Right? The Rashi in Bava Kamma, Rashi says Shetehei, there's a lotion here. I found the one before, let's see. Yeah. This is the Lashon Rashi and Pei Beis in Bava Kamma. He should chofefes B'masrek b'yom tfilosa b'yishum chatzitza. So what is Rashi telling you? The whole chopef is only the hair. Chopef is you do something b'masrek, something with a comb. You don't comb any other part of your body except your hair. Bali Nefesh Arayvit, on the bottom, there's a Hagos of the Balamo, of the Ozor, the Ozorua. And he quotes the Rashbam, right? Shetehe Chofefes Kol Gufo. We'll see, we'll get in it soon. Shach in the beginning is in Simchot and Aleph, right? Limits it to Sa'ara. Dafke b'mokum seyo. So even though it may be more than the hair on your head, but wherever else you have hair, that's where that needs a special care of Chofefes. Sum up, if you look at the Rishonim, and I, let's see, I had Ramban, the Ravid, the Rambam also, of course, the two here, the Gro, right, all limit Chofefes to Saros Harosh. Tool here, who calls them a focus. Take a look at the tool, Kupsari says. Okay, you have the tool available? Lolom. Lamed Adam so beso today isho medicho kemoteha the whole base solar b'mayim. And no one else said that. And she has to be careful to watch wherever there are creases in her body. Ushtehe chopefe sharosha. Ushtehe sorekas yofe b'masrik. Shoni vokim zol. Shezuhi mitakonas hezla. Shetehu chofefes b'shas tefila. He quotes Rav Shmeyo b'shem Rashi. Shetzicha l'ayin kol gufo yofe b'locho v'osa b'mayim. U'yishotfo d'chavif v'shaya b'chor aguf. D'ramein etam pirish, ein etzricha. Lo shaya chavif ela b'seyo sheberosh. Because of Adoniovi Harosh, no Gubrosh Israel, Licho, Soloch of Kol Guf and Bamayim, Umina Koshahu. And he quotes the Losh Ramban. Din Torah Shteyal Tovelas Vayenes Biatzmo. That's the key. That's the Din Torah. That's what the Gemara asked before you walked in. That was in Baba Kama, the pay base, among the 10 takonos that Ezra was hacking. Right? Was Tzrei Chofefes. Right? Right? So, that's not a takon. That's a din Torah. You need to call b'sorah b'mayim. Should be davar chotzeitz. Says no. Din Torah shteya tavelas mayenes biatzmo some of the tefila. She has to examine herself. Ubodekes kol gufo. Shema yish b'davar chotzeitz. That's dry. No, nothing to do with water. All she needs is a mirror. Right? She b'davar chotzeitz b'tefila. The Ezra or Beis Din or Tiknu Shechofefes B'chol Mokum Seir. No, not B'rosh, right? Chol Mokum Seir. B'sorekas Olson, all Mefasfeses Olson B'yoder Yofi Yofi. They Shetetate Seir or Seir. So that each one is loose. Em Yesh Bakesha. And then he adds that kind of my recommendation, or maybe part of the original takana, that you have to use warm water, and you can't do cold water, right? Lo te b'mayim karim, because they don't allow the free separation of the hairs. Ela b'mayim chayim. Okay.
Is there any...
And if you want to have an interesting... You have that in front of you then?
No, I'm asking, is there any scientific basis for that? That warm water works better?
Yeah, of course. Of course. The hair is keratin. It's a denatured protein. Right? And it swells a little bit with warm water. With cold water, it'll take a much longer time to do that. And then he gives the recommendations. He shouldn't use this thing, whatever it is, these other cleansing agents. They may cleanse, but they also cause the hair to stick together. So that's the tool takes up. Fine. Okay. That's the introduction to Chafifa. It's obvious why those who showed him hold that the whole din of Chafifa was only on Rosh, right? It's simply reality, practicality. That's where the problems usually are. On the rest of the body, the din d'oraisa of Iyun is enough. On the hair, there's not shaykh Iyun, right? You can't just look at the hair and see everything is okay. There you have to use warm water and use a means of separating the hair, whether it's a comb or your fingers. It's just the mitzius. That's where the problem would be. Maybe there's a chesitza on the rest of the body, since there's a din d'oraisa that is sricho liyunabe, which has to examine the body midin Torah. It didn't Ezra's takana for that. If Ezra's takana came, only where there would be a possible lapse. And that would be in the hairy part of the body. Whether all the body that has hair, all part plus, or only the hair of the hair, or only the head of the hair. Again, it's analysis of what is probability. Where would there be the highest incidence of chatzitza if you didn't prepare? Okay. Let's see how the Mechaba puts it all together. He was aware of all. Already of the Tur and the Rosh and the Ramban and the Rambam, so he had the advantage, right, of coming to Halacha Lamaisa. Tzricho ladir beis hashechi ubeis hastorim shelo b'mayim. Right. The Lissog Sar Rosha Yofe Bemaslik, we started this yesterday. שלא תיינו סרוסר דדבוקו זו בזו וכן צריך האיש לעיין בעצמו ובבשורה ובודקס כל גופו סומל של עושו שיש דומות מיו שחוצס תוכב כל גופו ותשפו במים חמן ושעת חפיפוס גופו וסער Don't tell you what that's the reise, the rabbonon, right? Give you the halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa, warm water over all parts of the body, including the hair, of course. Look at the first shach. Loshon Rambam shevi atu Ezra beizino tiknu shtecho pefet b'chol mokum seyo. שבו במים חמן וסרק הסוסון או מפספס הסוסון ביודע יופי יופי. קום is loved up. Maybe, unfortunately, there must have been communities where they couldn't afford to have a comb. We take some things for granted that to this day don't exist most likely in a larger part of the world than we represent. I wonder how many women in the third world countries own a comb. Chakos al Rashba Umevir Beisheisim Mevur Medebreim. Carefully, the whole the ticket Ezra Sheisha Chopepes Haina Bechol Mokom Seil Kan Seil Beis Hashechi Beis Elvo Lo Sarosha Bovad Kach Kosal Ravan, right? כי חייפה צריך לרחוב כל שעור סייר גופו בין דה ראש, בין דה שכי, בין דה בי סטופו וכי משמע בראנו שהפוסקים לקוס לבח ועכשיו נורגו לסרוג שערו שם במסריק ושער סייר שבו ועשור שם ביודע יופי יופי How that developed, I can't tell you. It'll be so terrible if it saved it. If Maslik is better, why not? Some women, if they have hairy armpits, want to comb to there too. It's not the minig. Minig is the hair of the head. Yes, a comb. The others is enough to, with your fingers, just smooth out the area. Okay, look at the next shach. That sums up what I said to you in this hakdoma. The soch of kol gufo has komas haposkim. That's the advantage of coming late. Right? You can look back and tell you, no, what's it now? Consensus. You don't find that too often. They argued on what that kind of covered, what consensus was. Nevertheless, the Askona is what? That the Takonas Ezra ain't Ella Bachapipa Seo. Elo Shanoagu Lahachmir Locho will stop a Koguf. Locha Mekida become a Dvorim Bachapipa. What's our concern? The people, but now you should have the feel for this. What if she didn't? Why do you have to know all this? Let you know what is critical, that's essential, what not. She didn't. She didn't make chafifa. What didn't she do in the chafifa? Okay. So if he says, listen carefully. Ma she tzricha la'ayin b'chol gufo shreida b'chotzeis midaraisahu. So obviously she didn't examine herself. She went to tefila, she could go back again. The tefila is low also law. Iyun b'gufo, that's the raisa, right? Next mechaber, chafifa shebemokom seir. That's what the tool recorded already. Lo tehei b'mayim karim lefi shemesachim shemesavachin es seir. Cause the hair to cling together. Ela b'mayim chamin. That's also, that's the lashon of the two also. What the heck is that? What is it? What is he telling you? You can figure that one out. I have water outside. It's temperature in Ein Gedi, right? Is 104. Last time I was there, the temperature was 104, 106. It was 43 centigrade. I know, more than that. 43 centigrade, 40 is 104. I know that from pediatrics, my children when they were small. Yeah. 40 is 104, so 43, you have to add, it was over 110. No, 110 water, safe hot water for the body, this you should know, is a maximum of 104. You shouldn't bathe the so-called hot tubs. More than 104 is dangerous. It taxes the body too strongly. So much. Your body temperature is 98.6. Body can handle 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103. At 104, you're pushing the ability of the body because you can't let your blood go higher than 98.6. Body has to cool itself. So when you have fever, you sweat in order to bring the temperature down, at least on the surface of it, as the blood goes through your skin. So what's wrong with Chamechama? If I put out a barrel of water in Ein Gedi when the temperature is 110, I'll have plenty of hot water. So you can even use Chamechama. They had some kind of Kabbalah that how you heat water determines what it can do. You think that Chamechama is not like heating water with fire. The fire goes into the water. That's some kind of strange notion of that. That's what tells you afilu b'chamechama. Even if it's, as long as it's warm, it's a rotokuf. No tochov b'nesa anika etc. But al gida, you can't use those things that women use to cleanse their hair sometimes, right? Because it causes the hair to cling together. Although hamasavchin as I say, Look at the Ramah. Cause elchatchila, but when I'm telling you this use of these, because when the Kuf Tzadik tests the Ramah on base, look at the Ramah. The cause elchatchila. Avul mchavsa benesser chiyotzebo b'rosa b'asma shein sero shalom kshurim musubachim. Fine, it's not a. It's not a lochal emotion we see like that this messes up the hair, right? Now walk to the next one. Isha shesiva osa arofim shotochav rosha b'mayim rak b'yayin. Why in ancient medicine why they would do that, why water is no good and wine is okay.
Because I would think, since there's the alcohol within the wine that would cause to kill any kind
yeah
of
good
thing,
so
water
I see why you should use wine like we use an ointment or something, but why is water no good? Hey, we're not talking about you must use water, that's the point.
So
if the doctors want not to use wine, she can go ahead and take a shower with water, then pour on champagne. This is a preparation for going to sleep with a husband. You should be festive. Any woman who reported back that she's supposed to wash her hair only with wine, right, I would check her alcohol level, right, when she came out of the bathroom, whether she's really using it on her head or in her head. Yeah. It's obvious what we want to accomplish. We want to accomplish that the hairs should be discrete, separate from each other, not stuck together. Okay. What intrigued me was that the Shach picks up this strange remark. And Agavuch, it teaches us halacha. That's the advantage. You don't always appreciate the case. I think I said it yesterday for the temporary halacha, and said it exactly that way. But the concept of Vafoch bo, Vafoch bo, de kule bo, that the Mishnah says, right? Easy way to remember what real pshat is. Not all the questions are there, but all the answers are there. Hafokpa, Hafokpa, and Kulabo. In the Torah, you have it all. What do you have all? You certainly don't have the questions. The questions are based upon advances of society that the Torah has no reference to. But when you present the advance of society and ask the Torah what to do, the Torah always has an answer for you. That's the point. The questions aren't there, but the answers are always there. Look at me. Yesh Lishul and Asos. The Gemara gives you says, I don't know, I have an unproven method of cleansing the hair. So what are you supposed to do? Check it? When she's not going to the mikveh, let her check it, let her wash her hair with wine, and see what the consequences are. He says, but once is not enough. You want to determine something, an experiment, you have to do it at least three times. Shalosh pa'amim, right? Or beis or gimel, what's it got to do? You're trying to establish a chazokah on this method. So you have the machlokes of Rebbe, Rav Shimon Gamliel. Whether it's two times or three times. Vein lahakshos nechzanane yayim esapach zaylo. Right? What's it? These are real pearls that you find if you pay attention to them. The shach is a pashtun. Right? The shach has, what do you mean? You tell the woman to check whether the wine messes her up or not. How about you? You're the rabbi. Why don't you check? Why don't you give it over to the woman to check? Why don't you check it? You have a wife? Let her check it. A lady came to with a shayla. You can't give her an answer. Go do an experiment. Plus, a wine, yes or no? So I'll tell it, you know. You come tomorrow, I'll tell you. Right? I go to my wife. Tell my wife, please, take a bottle of wine and let me know what happens. That's how you answer a shayla. So he answered very nicely. Yeshomal ein teva hasar shekolodam shove. Moshe kosul chachmei ha'ofen v'chachmei ha'mecha. Hair are different in their qualities, not the same. Therefore, I can't have someone else do the experiment. She has to do the experiment on herself. That's the only way you can know. Here, I wanted to add to you from Hilchos Shabbos. they sell on the market in the stores in Muncie, and I'm sure in other places where there's large Orthodox community or Borough Park, Five Towns, etc. They sell cosmetics with a hetzer for Shabbos, right? What the heck is that?
Oh, it lasts.
Yeah?
It lasts for 24 hours. So you put it on before Shabbos?
No. That's not. You have to put Shabbos. You have to put on Shabbos. That's before Shabbos. No, how long do you have to take the cosmetics off before Shabbos? Okay. This first started. I have in my community Dr. Joe Sutton, who is the chief dermatologist for Avon Cosmetics. Also, the Sfaradi, a proud Syrian, big Talmud Chacham. His son is the Rav in Beale, New Jersey. Not involved in that deal with it. So when they first, this is early in my Rabbonus there, women began asking questions they never asked before. Before they put on cosmetics on Shabbos. One Sunday, that early Mishnah Berurah, and the men come home, and the Shilas and Halacha, they came to ask, what are you supposed to do? So my Shrezal has a sugar that it's okay to use talcum powder. Didn't it help many people? Talcum powder is okay. Why, he says? Because talcum powder, he saw, doesn't stick to the skin. You put it on and you wipe it off and it can come off. But if it doesn't come off by wiping it off, then that's called sovea and it's also. Okay? So, Joe, Dr. Sutton came with the raw material that they put in the cosmetics, basically in the rouges and powders that are tinted. And he lined up 12 women and he applied to all 12 women the same product, right? And he took several nights they did this experiment and had the women go and take it off. Smear it on the face, now here's tissue, take it off. If you have to use a solvent to take it off, no good. And he showed among the women, some would come off and some would not come off. Some stayed on long, depending on the quality of the skin. That's what so at that time I applied this is what the Shach says. I couldn't do an experiment on one woman and tell it to apply to another woman. Because how a person's skin reacts, right, differs. So somehow how someone's hair reacts, it's hair is only also a form of skin, it's keratinized skin. Sure. And women know some women have fine hair, some women have coarser hair. They know it from the shaitel business. Some shaitel are expensive because the source of hair is a Indian hair that's very fine, or it's other Asian hair that's not so fine, etc., etc. That's what. Okay, a little bit of a side, but this is also Torah. Then comes this big machlokas that has no really no reason for the machlokas with manazet. Okay, namely, what's the relationship in time between chatifa and tefillah? It's obvious what we want to accomplish. That's why this naloche should clearly vary with the mitzius. What we want to make sure is after cleansing yourself, there is no gap of time which it gets dirty again, where a new chatzitza could come up. Very simple. So now you have to start to think. What time lapse are you talking about? So I have an ideal, right? I have a room, and there's a bathtub and a shower, and she prepares herself, cleanses herself here, walks, opens the door, jumps into a mikveh. Obviously, that's an ideal situation. And what if you have a mikveh that doesn't have that facility? Then the question is, what kind of a gap, right? Next child in Chafifa, we want to know, is there a gap to allow for chatzitza to come in? But then there's a second concern, and that is concerning tefillah. We learned before that a woman shouldn't go tefillah where she's afraid to fall. She can't go tefillah because she's afraid a stranger will come upon her, right? So here we worry about the adequacy of the tefillah, right? Here we worry about also adequacy of the tefillah because of a prior chatzitza. Then we worry about the maisa tefillah. Is there anything to be concerned with how she goes into the mikveh? So pick up the machaber. Chafifa tzricha lios lechatchila samach letefilosa. Sorry, I left at one point. I said tefillah, we have two things to mention to us already. One, tefillah of piyususa, right? She's afraid that she'll fall or afraid that someone will come upon her, right? Therefore, she will hurry the tefillah and not do a good tefillah. The concern for tefillah has a third concern. And that is because she's hurrying to go home, she will also do a hurried tefillah, an improper tefillah. The chafifa, yeah. Some of the tefillosa has in it that chazal. If you introduce this notion that for some reason, whether it's emotional or because she left the children, whatever reason is, whether it's the sexual tension or some responsibility that she has, that she will hurry the tefillah, right? Then the chafifa, samach letefilosa, is no big advantage. It's a disadvantage. Because if the samach letefilosa means the time when she has to go into the mikveh, well then she's already under tension, she's hurrying already. If the chafifa is done before she can go to mikveh, there's nothing to hurry about. Okay? So see, that's where we have this problem. Chafifa tzicha lios lechatchila samach letefilosa. Comes the machaber and gives you what he calls haminig hakosher. Doesn't say that's a chiyuv. Right? Be careful on the lashon. The very best system to have that takes care of two things. One, the chafifa should be leisurely. Number two, the chafifa should not be so early as to introduce the possibility of a chatzitza coming in between chafifa and tefillah. Chafifa tzricha lios lechatchila samach letefilosa, v'aminig hakosher shetascha locho mivod yom. There she's not under any tension. The 7 days haven't ended yet. Vosekes b'chafifa ad shetachshev. Va'oz titvo. Okay, that's the ideal. No chasorim with that system. Any other system has a chasorim. If it isn't samach letefilosa, chatzitza may come in. If it is not sari mevod yom, it's ready by laila, she's already under tension to go home. Laila, she wants to jump into the mikveh, right? And get it over with. V'chein, mina kosher, another good idea. Sha'af ha'pi, she'chofefo, Tisa imo masreik lebeis atfilo betisot shom. Even though you follow this ideal, it says, but the hair, that's the focus. That's why I introduced that in you. That the takana sezla was on the hair. Right? Therefore, that deserves a special attention. And since she now did the thing with Bojom, she should, and in some time lapse between the Khafifa, even she was a sukkah with Khafifa, but not a sukkah with the hair the whole time. The hair deserves special attention. She should take along a comb to the base tefillah of Tizl Shom. So what's the picture that the Mechaber paints? The Khafifa is done at home. Then she goes to the base tefillah of Khafifa's not being done out on the street. Right? Meaning, not bein hashmoshos, right? Not very close, but earlier she won't have any time later. Oh, she yefshel alocho biyom v'sicha locho balayla, so that she's now under tension. She has to get home. Yechola. Lassos, right? The Vacho Tamar Abesa Batocha Kaloy. I didn't put an Iser on it. That's the thing, he was careful. I mean, the Gemara is not saying anything that the Mechaber didn't say. The Mechaber said clearly, what he referred to it as what? Minig HaKosher. Minig HaKosher didn't say Iser Hetuch. There comes the Gemara and says, if you can't do it, you can't do it. We know what you want to accomplish. What do you do? The mikveh doesn't have a bathing facility. And she lives 20 miles from the mikveh. So once upon a time, if you meant jumping on a horse and wagon and going there, it was a real problem. When she gets to the mikveh, she has problems to make sure there's no chatzitza. But if it means jumping into a car and running and going down to the mikveh, assuming she's dressed and she's wearing socks, stockings, she has no major parts of her body exposed. That's called somoch l'tfilah. So it's not noch soren and somoch l'tfilah. So look at the next case. Chol tfiloso b'motzoi Shabbos, sheyefshel locho mebo yom, tocho b'leil tfiloso. That's not our minhag. Our minhag is, like the Gemara has it, u'mini yofahu shetichas heite b'erev Shabbos, she does her major chafifa on erev Shabbos, u'b'motzoi Shabbos, tachso v'tocho v'tisot me'at. Right, that's the word ma'at. You don't, not the full, the full beauty treatment, the full course of bubble bath, etc., etc. There's no doubt that the ideal system today should be the norm, the way the Mechaber has it. What he calls minig hakosher. Right, that is should be the standard behavior, namely to prepare to take the bath at home, right, and then leave for the mikveh. The bath at home is more leisurely. There are no women waiting in the waiting room to push you out because the mikvahs, Baruch Hashem, are used now. It's not a like used to be. My early years, I traveled the world lecturing on Taras HaMishpocha to try to convince women to go to mikveh. Once a month, I was someplace, Canada, every other month or so, all over the United States, It's an organization that sponsored it. Lubavitcher inspired. Baruch Hashem, the salesman job isn't anymore necessary community wise. The message got out. The mikvah is the start. This is the usual problem. Is Sifei Mizdamna Lo Tfila B'Leil Shabbos? She has to go to Mikveh Friday night. Obviously, Tocho B'Yom. There she has no choice. To the complication, Chol Leil Tfilosa Botzoi Shabbos, Behu Yom Tov. Yom Tov follows Shabbos, right? So when she can take a bath, with soap and Chol Tfilosa Botzoi Shabbos, Behu Yom Tov. She Yefshol Lochov or Tochov or Stochov Be'erav Shabbos. So what you going now? She's the Erev Shabbos, and she's going to Mikveh. Motzoi Shabbos. And what if the Chaynim Cholu Beis Yom Tov Yom Chamishi V'Shishi? The Cholten also B'Leil Shabbos. Yom Tov is Thursday and Friday, right? And she has to go to Mikvah Friday night. Tochol B'Yom Revi'i V'Shabbos. V'Tikshol Sa'osel K'dei Shlo Yisbalbalu. So what suddenly happened? Oh, here we're talking about Samoch philosophy, but yeah, Samoch when you can, and when you can't, look at the Losh of the Shach. It goes on the Gemara. Gam tizol biyomim shebein achviv ulfila mikol tinofer shol yidavri v'dovador gam mani yastavshel. And then just be careful not to play with around with the kids with some stuff that is. Possibly stick to her. Look at the Losh of the Shach. Gam Tizor. Koya akol mokom shachfifa mruchechas meatfila yom o yomayim. That's what you're referring to. Because if the chafifa, some of the tefila, she'll take care of whatever she can work, she can do whatever she wants. She belongs to a hobby group, and they do artwork, painting, and so on. She can just not to change her lifestyle because of mikveh. That's why they made the gzeir of chafifa. Then she'll take care of it, to make sure that she's clean to go into the mikveh. Finish that Lamar. Tizor b'yom mishpena chafif ulitzvila mikol tinofos shlo yidbak bo shum dovor gam minias tavshilin o minitzinoson lebenera aktanim tizor yefshel lo lizor meim dvorim hanidbokim vimi yefshel lo lizor kan she'ein lo mishi yase b'mkoma. She doesn't have a maid in the house o she'sich liga ben mishas achila ein lochesh mikol mokom tichos shedea kol pam shotov lechazitzim. Simple advisory, right? Knowing that she has to go to mikveh in 2 days, she has to be a little careful of what she deals with. In the big eights, it's also good for swine flu, right? To wash her hands regularly. Right? Shas Tvila, Tiyayin, Betibdo Keta, Kogufa, of Sala Sosha, Shidov, Hotzes, Betadia, Besastorum, and I'm Chaim Shukmu, Apil of Yomto. What does that mean? The Asa water Shahukmu Biyomto for Kogufo. But this is not Kogufo, no problem. Right? Because why? Remember quickly? Are you allowed to use to boil water for bathing? You should be allowed to. Why? Any anos haguf is mutter biyom tov. What's the reason we don't? Huh? I told you, as mentioned before already. Come on, people. These things you have to know. It's not dover hashover lechol nefesh. Achat shei ochel lechol nefesh shavai yosochem. The idea you have to bathe. It's not the whole body, but mix us gufo. That's already lechol nefesh. V'chein tachzol shineah betuv v'shas hatfila sheyishor pirurim lo bosov lo etzem. Zion, you have a legalism. The cases we learned before, where we matter a woman to go tefillah biyom, right? Whether because the mikveh isn't available. Except biyom, because they close the gates of the town at night, or because it's dangerous, the roads are dangerous at night, or because of tzniyus, right? So b'mokom sheireos litfo b'layla. So w'mata her to go by day. Will be allowed also to prepare herself on Friday in order to go Saturday night. I'm sorry, in order to go Sunday morning. Or Sunday, Yom Shabbos, same thing, right? Why? The Trei Kule Badode Lo Mekilin. Because of extenuating circumstances, I allowed the kula the schach bita. I allowed her to go to mikveh by day. The kula da chokas hafifa bitvila, that's a second kula. No, in those circumstances, she can wait already for Sunday, and she can make hafifa some of the tefillah on Sunday. But allow her to make chatifa on Friday, right, and to go Shabbos to the mikveh, puts together two kulas, that we don't do. Why not? Each kula stands nicely all by itself. Each one has a good reason for it. The whole idea of chatifa is to make sure that there's no dovah hachotzeis. She satisfies that. Why not? That becomes a legal, that's a klal in psak, right? The trei kula badot de lo do. Why? It's not the kuch nefesh you're talking about. Not even chol shein bo sakana. There's no reason. What then? The reason is, we don't want to interfere with the married life of the people. We want her to be available, right, to engage in marital relations when they want. And under these circumstances, we have to withhold that from them for an extra day. No big deal. I'd like to not to impose that hardship on them. But if it means putting together two coolers, the alternative isn't so terrible. Ches is now, that's important to what we gave the Hakdome. What is the chiyuv of chavifa? It's a daraisa. If you mean liyunabei, that's one thing. If you mean the takona ezra, that's a second thing. If you mean a chumra more than takona ezra, like somoch and philosoph, right? That somoch, that's not part of the ezra's takona. That we came in after. So you have really three levels to worry about. One, the unit, self-examination, that seems to be the raisa, according to most. Second, the chafifa, right? And then the problem of somuch, the chafifa somuch with filosof. Vimechol, im chofafo, v'in asma, hayom, v'tovlo b'leil yom achel, also Lord Trila B'dievet. Afa Pisho Hoyo Chafifo B'diko Samoch L'Trila. Avo Im Lo Chofifo Klau. Lo also Lord Trila Afa Pisho Ina B'yasma B'gufo. Vapilu chofo meyad achat fila v'sog b'masai glomosushum nima kosho lo also l'tfila. Why? We say they could have been dover achotzeitz and it fell off while she's coming out of the water. Vein tzach lomar im achofo b'mokom seyev lo ina b'sha gufo she also l'tfila. She ian haguf hu dvar Torah. Well, give me a circumstance where she had to make Chafifa, not Samach L'Tfila. Give you a classic example. I mean, not a unusual shaila come summertime. They're going to a hotel or going to visit their parents, etc., and just want a mikveh that night. And where the parents are, there's a mikveh. Or where the hotel is, there's a mikveh. Yeah. But she's going to be arriving nightfall or there, and she can start fetching around, taking a bath and so on. So before she leaves, they're going on a 5-hour, 10-hour ride. Tomorrow, Mitch, I have to be inside a condition in Cleveland, and a whole bunch of people are going by bus. 8-hour by bus. If someone on the bus has to go to mikveh that night, then she wants to prepare herself in the house. Yeah. You're allowed to do that. But one thing is for sure, right? She may not have time to do chafifa with the bathing and so on and so forth, right? But if lo iyun o b'shah gufa, shlo also lo tfila, she iyun haguf hu dvar Torah. Remember the Taz brings down the name of the Marak and the Salmikutsi, that because they were married to child brides and they were afraid that they wouldn't prepare themselves properly with the scabs, right? And therefore, he examined the Atsakashe, but it's not nice to look at the Ishto Nido, right? Mokam Mechusim. So, the native Yudah answered in the name of his son. He brings a son that he examined them after they came out of the mikveh. No, such a tell that anyone can give. It's obvious. Right. That's a chidush in that teres. What's a chidush in the teres? What's the good in examining after? Maybe you, there was a scab there, and it actually came out. It was it softened and it came off. So what's, you have to quote a son, a big Talmud Chacham, that he figured it out himself. There, it's a big chidush. What's the chidush? He was had a good mind. He said, "Why are you examining her? Because you know that she, the scabs that hurt a little bit to take off, they won't do it. A scab that hurts taking off, there's no danger of falling off before. That was, why does it hurt? Because it's firmly attached. It's firmly attached, therefore there was no danger of maybe it was there and fell off while coming out of the water. We'll do that quickly there, but jump first to Yud Gimel. Since we're talking about B'dieved, right? What is it? B'dieved, as long as she examined herself, it's okay, right? Even though she didn't do any real chafifa, right? That's the last thing in Ches. Again, Im Chofa B'mokum Seyer V'lo Iyino B'sha'gufo Lo also Retrila She'iyin Haguf Hu Dvar Torah. We'll pick up your gibel. Chofa for Koyden Trila Ubei Chafifo L'Tfila Nesaska B'dvoram HaChotzesim O She'nostin L'vo Tafshel Aroi L'davik Bo Lo also la tefila. Afilu in botko miyad achat tefila v'lamotzo la shum dava chotzei sheni omer v'al yoso mechamem nofo mimenu usichat tefila acheres. Why there? What happened there with Ina? Did she examine herself or not? She didn't examine herself, she needs a tefillah anyway. So after Lumshat, that she did examine herself. And after examining herself, she gave her son something to eat, which has, who knows, spaghetti with ketchup or something, right? And the ketchup could stick to her body. And Botka Achat Fila and didn't find anything. Still in all, the very fact that she dealt with something that undid the Iyana. She must be Ma'ayin. But if she went ahead and dealt with something that raises the question, then that ruins the Ma'ayin, she wasn't Ma'ayin anymore. Therefore she's in the tshuva. You follow that logic, Alachirat. That's why I'm quenching that pshat for you. Because look at the Rama. It says, obviously, it's, what he says is he has to quote, right, a Mordechai and a Hashbara, or in Bodka Asma Koytin Tvila, but also Shol Nibba Bodshom Dover, and Sicha Tvila Achelas. Then she did everything right. What do you mean? You have to tell me in Sicha Tvila Achelas? So what's he saying? He's just repeating what we said before. Namely, Iyana, in Bodka Asma, meaning she didn't make Hafifa again. Didn't go back into a bathtub after feeding the family. But she did, she was Mayan, right? And she saw there's no problem. Maybe she overlooked something, that's why she, in addition to Iyana, came along Takana Sezra and said, you gotta do more than Iyana. That we're not going to be machmir. As long as she was ma'ayin, and the mitzvah is she found nothing wrong. What then? Yatavachshash, maybe it was on her body and fell off as she was coming out of the water. That's shash we don't have to worry about. Let's go back a little bit. Go back to Tess now. Okay. Just finished the Ches telling you that Iyun, self-examination, is a Din Tova. So in Tess, B'meh Dvarim Amurim B'Shar Kol HaGuf. Therefore, if Lo Iyuna, then it's also lo tefila. That's lo tefila again. Avo bebeis hastorim, but you didn't examine give a easy example to remember. She didn't use dental floss on her teeth. That's beis hastorim. Right? She didn't. It's hard to get an example with how the oil be a smile. But teeth, we know, that's halacha. If she had a bone stuck in her teeth, yeah, she has got tefillah again. Why? It's a niyat of makpedes. She doesn't want to be seen. Sometimes you see somebody's talking to you, and obviously he just finished eating a chicken dinner, and he has a little piece of chicken stuck in his teeth. It was a shayla, should I tell him or not? You know. And when she didn't, you have to go to feel again, right? Abo Bebeis Hastorim, she didn't use dental floss on her teeth. Even Shein Tzrich Lebi Asmayim, Im Lo Iyin Osam Kodem, she didn't check her teeth before. Bachakach, then, after Tfila, she checked. She forgot to check her teeth. And after Tfila, she checked, everything's fine, right? Lamosa Bem Shum Dova, also Lo Tfila, right? Don't have to assume that why. Because the Beis HaStorim, if it's something that could fall off by itself, then it would be royal lebias mayim. And since in Beis HaStorim all you need is royal lebias mayim, there's nothing to worry about. The example I gave you, however, presents a halachic problem there. And certainly, if in fact there's a little bone stuck in her teeth, she has to go to feel again, that's how we paskin there, then it's ain't a royal be a smayim. A bone stuck in the teeth means ain't a royal be a smayim. It doesn't. Therefore, it would pass on the feel. So it could be a special problem, except for the second half, namely, she examined her teeth coming out of the tefillah, and she found nothing. So what do you have to do? You have to be choshish, there was something in the teeth and fell out while coming out of the water, right? Then it would not be a kind of a barrier of ein roi levias mayim. Then it would have to be a piece of something just lying on the tooth. It could be something, if it's stuck in the teeth, it's not likely to presume that it was there when she went underwater, and on the way out of the mikveh, it somehow dislodged itself. That's too far a chash. You don't have to worry about that. Okay, I think that's pretty much. I think it introduced us now to the mikvos. Right. You people have it. I don't have that. My Yoredeya tool limited up to Reish. Okay. Yeah. And that, pick up another text to bring. Okay. Are we supposed to do something about Abchina? Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you once already, you have to.